Now that elections are over, supporters and opponents of hydrofracking are wondering what will be Governor Andrew Cuomo's next move on the long-stalled gas drilling process in New York State. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
New York has had a de facto moratorium on fracking for several years now, as, most recently, Governor Cuomo says he's awaiting results of an over 2 years-long health review being conducted by his administration. During a debate in October, Cuomo said the review would finally be completed by the end of the calendar year. But just one day before elections, Cuomo seemed to be once again moving away from that date. He said an end-of-the-year deadline was set between him and former Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah. Shah resigned in the spring to take another job. Cuomo says he has not yet talked with Acting Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker about the status of the fracking health review.
I have not had the conversation with him since Dr. Shah left. We had this little issue pop up called Ebola that we were dealing with, but I have not had the explicit conversation with the acting commissioner.
Zucker has been on the job for more than half a year. The Ebola concerns erupted in October. Karen Moreau with the New York State Petroleum Council says the governor has every logical reason to go ahead with fracking, particularly in communities that want it.
At this point, politics really need to be put aside. The elections are over and a decision has to be made on this issue.
She points out that nearly all of the politicians elected in the state's southern tier in the November elections are pro-gas drilling, including a congressional race where the losing candidate, Democrat Martha Roberts, ran on an anti-fracking platform. Tom Reed won re-election in that race. And she says the state's highest court has already ruled in June that localities that don't want to drill can vote to ban it.
It's being done safely across the country. It's being done safely right across the border from many of these towns in Pennsylvania. And the people in the southern tier that see it, you know, a short distance away, that know people that are experiencing what natural gas development looks like, they will have the final say.
Cuomo's offered no information about what exactly is being studied, and the process has been conducted largely in secret. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates, who is against fracking, says the first step needed before any decisions are made is more transparency in the health review process.
What we'd really like him to do is do a full stop on this private, secretive process that's been going on with the health commissioner holding secret meetings and discussions with health professionals. They really should take a page from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
He says the EPA conducts public meetings, hears from industry representatives and environmentalists, then issues a final report for everyone to see. He says even if politicians don't always go along with the EPA recommendations, at least the science is conducted unfettered by politics. And Iwanowitz says he's against allowing fracking even in communities that want it because the current science has not proved that the process is safe.
The public needs to be assured that if they're going to go forward with anything on fracking, that health won't be impacted. I personally don't think you could make that decision based on what I've seen in the last 6 years health science-wise, that it is safe. So before they go ahead in any capacity, they need to be honest with the public in New York, across New York State, of whether it's helpful or not.
The group Concerned Health Professionals of New York is calling on Cuomo to delay a decision on fracking further and enact a 3 to 5 year moratorium, saying emerging scientific data shows harms and inherent problems with drilling and fracking. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.